Following up Larry Mendoza is a little bit of a challenge, so I feel like I should crack my knuckles. So in September of 1976, the General Convention of the Episcopal Church of the United States approved the ordination of women. And after almost 2,000 years of being barred from leadership roles in the church, women were finally granted the rights that they had once enjoyed at the beginning of the Jesus movement, that men had revoked almost completely by the second century. Even though it's been more than 40 years since Episcopal women could serve as priests, there are those that assert that this rift that started in the 1970s over women's equality morphed into gender equality issues in the 1990s and beyond in our church. Retired Bishop Barbara Harris is the first woman to be consecrated as bishop in our church, and the first African-American woman at that, said in an interview with me 9 years ago, "There are people that think that the ordination of women is at the root of all this division in the church today, and although it's no longer fashionable to beat up on women, you get another group of women who become the targets of venom and a lack of being inclusive. But if you press, a good deal of it comes back to the inclusion of women in leadership roles. If you press." And that's what she did. She pressed the boundary. She pressed the boundaries, and she crossed the boundary to realign what we think leadership and authority look like in our church. I interviewed two some years ago when she was still bishop, Bishop Chilton Knudsen. She was the former bishop of Maine. And she told a story that I thought was so delightful. She used to go on all of her bishop-y visits all around her diocese. And when she would do that, she would meet with adults and confirmands, but she would also encourage children to meet with children and to ask her questions. And she always got, you know, the same kind of questions. They were always kind of funny, like, "Why do you carry that stick?" Or "Why do you wear that funny pointed hat?" And she would explain what it was. But one time, a little boy asked her a question, and he said, can boys grow up to be bishops too?" She crossed a boundary. In today's gospel reading, we have Jesus' first miracle in Mark, just as Larry told us about. And Jesus casts out a demon or demons from some poor guy in the synagogue. And before we get all exorcist creepy on that, we have to remember that demons aren't really the focus of this passage. Christ's authority is the focus of this passage. Jesus comes into the synagogue, a place that clearly the scribes have power, and he starts teaching with authority. And although that isn't explained, we can get the idea that whatever he is saying to them is blowing their minds in a big way and opening up the scripture in a way that they've never had it opened before. Still, nobody is screaming out, "Woohoo, this guy is the Holy One of God," except for the unclean spirit. Everybody's just a little confused at who this Jesus is. And it gets even more confusing when Jesus commands the unclean spirit to leave this poor fella. And it does, and he heals him. What kind of authority do you have to do that kind of work? What kind of authority do you have to open up scripture in that way? The rest of the Gospel of Mark reveals more about Jesus and who he is and how he crossed boundaries in synagogues and on Sabbaths and with evil powers, both demonic and man-made. He does what others haven't been able to do because that's what he's been sent to do. He's been sent to remove boundaries of status and wealth and health and power and realign everything to God's dream of justice and mercy and humility and service. While recovering last week from my surgery and from the flu, I was watching coverage of various women's marches around the Bay Area, and
I talked to my dad on the phone every other day, and I told him that if I had felt better, I would have gone. And I explained I wanted to go not to necessarily be anti-Trump, but to be pro-women. And my 1950s era, Reagan voting, Leave It to Beaver, all in the family style dad, said, well, I might have gone with you. And then I suddenly remembered that he was next to me at a PETA rally in the 80s, walking down the street screaming for animal rights. And I said, really? And I asked him, you really would have gone with me? And he said, yep. He said, because women still don't get paid what men do, even in the most liberal parts of the country, like where you live now. And I just went, oh, okay. Even here in this golden state of opportunity, women's authority and power are diminished in companies led by those who want boundaries not to be crossed. Jesus, in his first miracle in the Gospel of Mark, is stepping into that territory of uncertainty that amazes those that hear his strange ability to preach or teach or heal the sick or the possessed. He embarks on a dangerous journey that challenges the religious authorities and the political authorities and the wealthy authorities, because Jesus brings with him a wave of a movement that will still be moving and changing 2,000 years later. He embarks on a journey that will take him to his death. He will threaten a status quo that's so frightened by a new way to interpret the old, a way that values all and not just the elite, a way that is bad news for some but good news for others, for those that yearn for justice. Today, we only have to walk into a room that has the television on to know that there are a lot of people out there arguing about who has authority over what. And let me say that I don't care what side anybody's on, as long as we all recognize the real authority, the authority of our risen Christ. Jesus came here in the flesh, God on earth, to be one of us, to help us move the boundaries that close in on the very least of us, to help move the barriers that were stacked up in front of us, so that we could take up this movement of love and carry on and help make this world into what God dreams for each one of us. Jesus died for these principles. He came back for this vision. He lives in all of us to do this work. And when we recognize God's authority, that's the authority that's real and right and good, then we can join this Jesus movement as we sweep away the barriers of injustice, working on the hardest of hearts. Our Lord takes us beyond the boundary of hate and indifference and greed to a place that can exist on earth, to a place that must exist, to a place through Christ that will exist. It's just over the horizon. With God's help, there is mercy and equality. There is peace.